offer my obeisances, my pranams, my whole heart to my spiritual grandsire, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Shiksha Guru, my Diksha Guru, Inshiksha Guru, my father, everything, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Bhaktabandhu of Srila Gurudev. I also, to offer my respectful obeisances, Dhanava Pranams, unto the Premananda Maharaj, I've come across, 15,000 miles to hear you, and I'm speaking. Okay. I've been waiting for 24 months for COVID to end, and there's no ending. I know what separation feels like from Vaishnavs, because I've been unable to come to the Dham. I've actually tried a few times, and I tested positive once, so I couldn't come in India, and this, that, so been very difficult times. Amazon's not my best friend, Spotify is my best friend. Yes, Harikata. Coming here, I've been meditating, because Vaishnav instructs, Guru inspire and channels through Vaishnav Thakur and gives instructions, read Bhagavatam, read Gurudev's pastimes. And through this then, one develops relationship with great Vaishnav Acharyas like Tirukram Goswami Maharaj. How can one know the greatness of Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Tirukram Maharaj without knowing and having relationship through service with Vaishnavs that are dearmost to him? Like, how can somebody know myself, Vishambhar Das, without knowing Radha, my sister, right? That's relationship. Or knowing my son, Anurag. That's relationship. And, oh, the speciality of Anurag. How does somebody know Anurag or dear Samir, my boys, or Karnika, without knowing, oh, what's the relationship with their names? Some speciality because of connection. And that connection develops relationship, but only connection is established through seva. So I'm fortunate because I'm not pure, but I think I'm a hard worker. So through service, this is what my parents taught me, disciples, senior disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they all just did service. They chanted their minimum 16 rounds, they followed the four regulative principles, but they did service, and through their service, even though they didn't have much association with Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, like my father-in-law, Bhagavan, or other devotees that were secretaries, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj. But regardless, like those devotees that were secretaries, or like my parents that were on the streets doing book distribution and serving, hard work, they had a relationship with Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So through that seva, you have that relationship. And through that relationship, they have connection with Guru Parampara. And then they're able to understand and realize who is this great family, like Bhaktivedanta Tirukram Maharaj. I could never know who he is. I never had the great privilege, like Brajanath Prabhu, to meet Tirukram Maharaj. But through association, Guru Darshan, I felt like I've had prashadam with him. I felt like I've heard of his strictness, but I've also I've received a glimpse of his sweetness and how he was with Gurudev. And how him and Gurudev collaborated and cooperated for the mission of their guru. And it was so sweet. It's a very feminine relationship in terms of the softness of and delicacy of how they collaborated with each other and expanding the mission of the Samiti. Brothers, they are and they were, and they built such a wonderful organization of temples and prachar, and they're very sensitive to each other in terms of how if there is any pranami donations happening in one temple, they made sure they're offering to each other. Energetically, you see that, or I heard that. So, I've come to hear from you. So, I could only offer a little realization is through a lot of seva and hard work, I have relationship, and in that relationship, I have some connection to Tirukram Maharaj. And so, I definitely feel that with confidence, and I'm grateful. Because of connection.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Rajarasasikam Cha Narayanam Tham Pranam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prishthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktitam Cha Rupamurti Namayana Vajrodapi Gato Rani Gogo Vartana Sevakam Ridhvi Kusumadapi Bhakti Vedan Shri Trivikrama Vishkinchana Kinjana Priyacha Shri Guru Gauranga Sadapriya Nityananda Samarpita Mayavada Dharma Toja Smart Pashan Parishodaka Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vihada Shri Sadhi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Pandavat Pranams at the Lotus Feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri, Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri, Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, the entire Rupanakarya Guru Varga, brought Arjuns to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, everyone else present here, and especially Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri, Trivikram Gosai Maharaj, whose most auspicious Avirbhav Tithi we are observing today. So over the years, we've heard from the Vaishnavas about his glories. So all I can hope is just relay some of those words that we've heard from him. So in regard to Shri Trivikram Goswami Maharaj, we've heard how we would always take the side of Krishna and how Shri Gurudev would take the side of Srimati Radhika. So recently, I heard this one pastime, one discussion which took place between Shri Trivikram Maharaj, Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Shri Gurudev. So therein, once at Devananda Gaudiya Math in the 1980s, Shri Trivikram Maharaj, he was taking the side of Krishna, and he said at Govindakund, Krishna himself brought milk for Shri Madhavendra Puri. And he gave this milk, and Madhavendra Puri, he had this ajagar vritti, you know, he would only eat something if someone brings something to him, but on his own, he would never cook anything. So then when Krishna brought him this milk, and then Madhavendra Puri, he had to honor what had been brought to him. So it's a Trivikram Maharaj is glorifying Krishna, saying, oh, see how merciful he is. He himself went with a pot of milk, and he gave to Madhavendra Puri Pan. So then Shri Gurudev said, yes, but in Ter Kadam, we see that Srimati Radhika, not only did she bring milk, but But she also, what did she do? She also made kheer for Roop and Sanatan Goswami. So she's more merciful. So then they went this way, they were going back and forth. So then they went to Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Vaman Maharaj was also sitting there. So then they asked Vaman Maharaj, saying, what is your opinion about this? Who is more merciful, Krishna or Srimati Radhika? And Srila Vaman Maharaj said, neither of them, he said. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful, he said. Why? Because Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He gave his own milk to all his associates. Now in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's that pastime. But Mahaprabhu, he was dancing in the mood of Rukmini. And what did he do? He gave milk to all his associates. Means he fed them. So he said, Mahaprabhu himself is more merciful than both Radha and Krishna. So in this way, we see the speciality of every acharya. You know, why do they take sides apparently? Why? They take sides because in that way, the speciality of the Rishtadev is being brought forth. And Srila Gurudev, when he was given this Yugacharya award in 2003 in Barsana, he said, people think that I don't glorify Krishna as much, but I only glorify Srimati Radhika. But he said, is the glorification of Srimati Radhika complete without the glorification of Krishna? It is thoroughly incomplete, he said. There is no glorification of Srimati Radhika without the glorification of Krishna. But he said, I glorify how? Through Parokshavad, he said. Like in Bhagavatam, he said, everything is through Parokshavad, he said. Srimati Radhika's name is not even mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Oh, there Sukadeva Goswami said, no, anaya radhito nunam bhagwan haririshwara yanno vyaya govinda anaya prita yadraha. So therein he has not even used the name of Srimati Radhika, but still it is understood that Kaschit Gopi, who is that Gopi? Who has worshipped Krishna to such an extent, who has worshipped Bhagavan to such an extent that Govinda himself has become drawn to her by her love and affection. So it is understood is Srimati Radhika herself. Similarly, Srila Gurudev said that when I glorify Krishna, I do so through Parokshavad, he said, in this way. When I glorify Srimati Radhika, I'm actually glorifying Krishna, he said. Similarly, Trivikram Goswami Maharaj also, he would glorify Srimati Radhika through Parokshavad. Now, apparently, he'd take the side of Krishna and he'd say, oh, this, that. But who was he glorifying? Srimati Radhika herself. No, like we heard from the Vaishnavas, that Trivikram Maharaj, he would do Govardhan Parikrama every day for Chaturmasya. For these 4 months, every day he'd do the entire Parikrama, along with Narayan Prabhu. Narayan Prabhu was a disciple of Pujabad Bhakti Bhudev Shauti Maharaj. And although he was a disciple of Shauti Maharaj, Gurudev used to say that Srila Param Gurudev, Srila Keshava Goswami Maharaj, he used to like Narayan Prabhu more than even any of his disciples. That was how intimate the relationship was. He was a Siksha disciple of Srila Param Gurudev. But he said Param Gurudev used to see him more than his own disciple also. That's so much love for him. Oh, this is this Parakiya Parampara. And the Vaishnavas, they keep using this word, Parakiya Parampara, the Siksha Parampara. So this way, Srila Trivikram Maharaj and Narayan Prabhu, they would do Parikrama every day of Kiriraj. And then Trivikram Maharaj, in his old age, and he could barely walk without the help of his stick, without the help of his cane, he would slowly do Giriraj Parikrama. And his feet, there would be blisters all over his feet, his cloth would be torn, so many things, but still he'd do Parikrama. So in Gurudev, once in Harikatha, he said, why is he doing this Giriraj Parikrama? I still don't know. He has some hidden intention, he said. But he's not revealing to us, he said. Gurudev said, he's actually on the side of Srimati Radhika. But externally, it seems he's taking the side of Krishna. But why is he doing all this Parikrama? Only for Srimati Radharani's mercy, he said. So in this way, they would glorify each other. They would glorify their Ishtadevs in a very hidden way that none of us could sense. In this way, we see how Trivikram Maharaj also, like we heard yesterday, this Ekadashi day, that he immediately comes after Ekadashi. Why? He cut down these anarthas of the sadhaks that have been plaguing them since like many lifetimes. Like one devotee, he was recollecting that once he came from Mayapur to Chunsura. And Suttaran Gaudiya Mutt is. There Trivikram Maharaj was staying there all alone. So then when this devotee came from Mayapur, he came in the middle of the day and Trivikram Maharaj anyhow gave him a place to stay and like many things. So then in the night, some other devotees, they came from Mayapur. And then what did they do? They knocked on the door and they're very hungry, they hadn't eaten anything. So then Trivikram Maharaj, he told this devotee who had come like the previous day, saying, cook something for them, he said. They're so hungry. It's like 10 o'clock in the night. And make something for them. So then this devotee, he was a little careless. He said, Maharaj, what can I possibly cook at 10 o'clock in the night? We'll just give them some moori, he said. You know, some puffed rice with some mishti tohi. He said, this is more than enough, he said. This will cool their stomachs and next day we can cook something for them. So then when Trivikram Maharaj heard this, he didn't say anything. He just went into the kitchen. He started like kneading some dough and then he started making some puris and some sabji. So immediately this devotee, he thought, oh, what have I done? He immediately ran to where Trivikram Maharaj was. And Trivikram Maharaj called him here. He said, come here, he said. What is your objective, he said. He said, oh, my objective is Seva to Radha Madhav. He said, Radha Madhav Seva, he said. Then Trivikram Maharaj said, oh, Radha Madhav Seva, he said. You cannot serve even these people. What you'll serve Radha and Madhav, he said. Even these people who come in the middle of the night, you cannot serve them. And you're saying you want to serve Radha and Madhav. You're so shameless, he said. And Trivikram Maharaj himself, he started like putting the puris in the ghee and he started like frying them. And then immediately this devotee fell at the feet of Trivikram Maharaj. And Trivikram Maharaj, anyhow, he begged for forgiveness. And then Trivikram Maharaj himself, he fed these devotees who came from Mayapur with his own hands. And then he wouldn't even let them wash the pots, nothing. He would only go wash the pots and he'd do everything himself. Like recently, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, we observed his Vyas Puja. The same case with him also, more than 90 years old. And then once, in the courtyard of the Gundicha temple there, their pump was broken, their hand pump. So Puri Maharaj himself, he washes his own cloth. More than 85 years old, he'd be washing his own cloth, doing his own thing. Same with Trivikram Maharaj also. Serving the Vaishnavas and then washing the pots himself and doing everything himself. Eating his own cloth and doing everything else. So this way, it is said that even once, there's Bhaktivedanta Puri Maharaj. He was a sevak of Trivikram Maharaj for many, many years. So he was saying that once he was in Chinchura, and then he was like a small boy then. So then Gurudev, he came to visit him there in Chinchura. So then Puri Maharaj, he'd be doing seva the whole day in Chinchura. He had no time for anything else. You know, like the Vaishnavas, they tell us that when Trivikram Maharaj was in Chinchura, he'd take the cycle out. He'd be cycling for 30 kilometers every day. 30, 40 kilometers all around that place, bringing Bhiksha, going house to house, collecting things and then coming back to the temple. And then we've heard from the Vaishnavas, know that the brahmacharis there, they'd only be given one matchstick to light a fire. And what would they use to light a fire? Old leaves. No gas, no wood, nothing. They had to collect a pile of old leaves and then light only one match to light the fire. And if that one match didn't work, then he'd give them peace of his mind and immediately chastise them left and right. So this way, even Bhaktivedanta Puri Maharaj, he was there also when he was a small boy there. So it is said that when he was there, Gurudev, he came to see him. And then like the whole day he was engaged in seva. So then Gurudev, he told Trivikram Maharaj that, oh, why are you not sending him to school? No, he has to learn something in school also. Something at least, some basic education. You're only making him do all these things, like milking cows and all these things. And Trivikram Maharaj said, oh, this is the case. You only keep speaking gopi, 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 but none of the gopi things you want to do, he said. Like milking cows, making cow dung patties, nothing, he said. Then he said, I know why you're saying this, he said. Trivikram Maharaj told Gurudev, because you're Brahmin, he said. You're born in a Brahmin family, therefore you're always telling him that you should also go to school, learn something. And Gurudev said, yes, I'm born in a Brahmin family, and Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are also born in a Brahmin family, he said. And they were also born in a Brahmin family, so I'm their follower, he said. And this way they'd be like joking back and forth. So this way we've heard like how intimate the relationship was. The Vaishnavas say that once Trivikram Maharaj, he was sick. He fell sick and he was admitted in a hospital in Calcutta. Srila Vaman Maharaj went to see him, he fell sick. And Srila Gurudev went to see him, he fell sick. And all three were admitted into the same hospital. This way. And then the Vaishnavas have often told us that why wasn't Gurudev's Samadhi built for so many years? For so many years after like... Gurudev's Samadhi was officially shown to all the devotees in 2017 before Gaur Purnima. So it took like nearly 6-7 years. Why? Because Trivikram Maharaj's Samadhi was not built all these years. It's like Trivikram Maharaj himself, Gurudev himself was waiting for the Samadhi of his dear godbrother to be built. And then only then he said, my Samadhi will be built. He said, or else not. Like we hear that once when Ram Mandir was raised, when this temple of when the Babri Masjid was raised, in Ayodhya. So that time we hear that there was a big revolt all over India, and all the police were looking for the sadhus because they thought the sadhus were responsible for breaking the Babri Masjid. So then they came looking for Srila Gurudev also. So then we hear that Gurudev, he left Mathura and then he was staying here in Vrindavan for some time in Tamal Krishna Maharaj's residence. So then Trivikram Maharaj, he came there once to Mathura. Then he came to Mathura and then he went looking for Srila Gurudev everywhere. He said, "Where is Maharaj? Where is Maharaj?" He could not see Maharaj anywhere. So then he asked all the brahmacharis, "Where is Maharaj?" Brahmacharis were clueless. They said, "We don't know." And then Trivikram, "You don't know," he said. "You don't know where Maharaj is." And at the top of his voice, he started shouting at all the brahmacharis, "You don't know where your life and soul is. Can you stay alive for one moment, without taking a breath?" And he said, "No, then Maharaj is dear to you than your own breath, your life breath, and you're all moving around freely here, talking, eating, and sleeping. Where is Maharaj?" he said. He started looking everywhere for Maharaj, like a boy would look for his parents. Everywhere, just looking here, there, everywhere. And then he started becoming so restless. And finally, anyhow, the Vaishnavas found out that Gurudev was there in Tamal Krishna Maharaj's residence. And anyhow, after some time, he was brought back to Mathura. So then when he was brought back to Mathura, then Trivikram Maharaj immediately embraced Srila Gurudev. He said, "Oh Maharaj, never leave us like this again." He said, "Without you, where will we be?" he said. So we hear also that when Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Mutt was built, Gurudev had no funds, no money, nothing. So then Trivikram Maharaj, he had an old bank account in the name of his wife from his previous ashram. So then he went to the bank, and then anyhow these people would not believe him, but then anyhow he had them believe him. And whatever gold was there, ornaments was there, money was there, everything, he had that all withdrawn, and then he gave it to Gurudev. And then with that also, this Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Mutt was built. So in this way, he's done such selfless seva to the samiti. No. He said, "When I leave this world," he said, "when I die, I want to die unseen, unheard of," he said. Therefore, he requested the Vaishnavas that, "Can you please arrange a plot of land for me in front of the Ganga," he said. "Because looking at the Ganga, I want to leave my body." So then immediately the Vaishnavas, that this place where Trivikram Maharaj's Samadhi is presently situated, on the banks of the Ganga where the Samadhis of the other Sannyasis, also Samiti, is present, are present. So there this land was arranged. And then Trivikram Maharaj, he'd never even been on a plane before. The Vaishnavas, they had Trivikram Maharaj sit on the plane with Ramananda Prabhu, and both of them, they were flown to Calcutta from Delhi. So then Trivikram Maharaj, he had one last desire. He said, "I want to go to all these places all over Gauda Mandal, like Shantipur, Ambika Kalna, Katwa, and the Janji Gram, Saptagram, and all these places. So can you please arrange some rickshaw for me?" He requested the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas immediately, they anyhow arranged a very nice Tata Sumo car. This car is being used to the present day in Devananda Gaudiya Mutt. So then Trivikram Maharaj, he was seated in this car, and then he was taken everywhere, all over Gauda Mandal. And in this way, he entered into Samadhi at this present place there in Navadvip. So his seva to the samiti, how selfless he was. Once, like, I remember Sajjan Maharaj, he was telling us, like, one interaction he had with Trivikram Maharaj. Once he got like a big fat donation to give to Trivikram Maharaj, Sajjan Maharaj. He came there, he offered like a lot of money to Trivikram Maharaj. Trivikram Maharaj said, "What is this?" he said. He said, "Maharaj, some pranami for you." He said, "I don't want any of your pranami." He said, "Go away from here." And then he walked away. And then Trivikram Maharaj called him here. Actually, he said, "Come here," he said. He said, "I want something. Can you buy for me?" he said. He said, "Yes, what?" He said, "I want a hammam soap," he said. "You buy this hammam soap." That was only like 5 rupees. He said, "Just buy that soap and come. I don't want anything else." And then Maharaj, he bought that hammam soap and he gave it to him. Such a simple Vaishnava. And now we're running out of time. So his Avirbhav Tithi is only like 2 days before Gurudev's Avirbhav Tithi. And Gurudev's Avirbhav Tithi is only like less than a month after the Avirbhav Tithi of Srila Vaman Maharaj. So such dear associates of Srila Param Gurudev. So lastly, once everyone was at Devananda Gaudiya Mutt, and Param Gurudev said, "Look at my garden," he said. "There's such beautiful flowers in my garden." So then the other godbrothers of Param Gurudev, they said, but Maharaj, where is your garden? We only see a building here, he said. So you don't see my flowers? They said, no, Maharaj, where? And then he pointed to his three disciples. These are my flowers, he said. See how fragrant they are. Can you not smell their fragrance? He said, very soon their fragrance will spread all around the world, all around the 14 planetary systems. And to this day, we see that these words of Srila Param Gurudev, how true they are. To this day, not just this day, well into the future also, we can see how the fragrance of these flowers is still being taken everywhere, everywhere. So, praying at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, we can only hope that a drop of their Guru Nishtha, Seva Nishtha can enter our hearts and make our lives successful.
Jnana timirandhasya vinanjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha vancha kalpataruhasya kripa sindhu bhaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha namaha vadanyaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sriji Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Ethai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jaite Vighnanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singh Dev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishta Brata Giriraj Govardhan Jiu Ki Jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiu Ki Jai Prajamandal Dham Ki Jai Prajavasi Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Prajeshwari Madhishwari Praneshwari Srimati Dharani Ki Jai Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Jai Nitralila Prashtyong Uthmanath Bhaktivedanta Tivikram Maharaj Subhavir Bhavtiti Vaispuja Mahamoshyap Ki Jai Vaispuja Palangari Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari All Vaishnava Acharya, Guru Varga, this is God family members. Any members respecting, glorifying, worshipping, they are blessed for, merciful is thinking. And try to do respectfully something for them, then God will be very happy. God bless for, not other way. Vaishnavas, with his good relation, his own God families, and their family members. Members with his relation meanings, they are teaching, learning, and making qualified and bona fide. How serving, continue they take care. The, now, I am practically hearing, what hearing? Pujyapati Vikram Maharaj, he is mostly morning to evening, he is very busy to Guru Seva, Gauranga Seva. Evening time, he is giving class after Gaur Arati. then any bhakta devotees are coming for hearing Harikatha, then he is asking them, you are hearing yesterday my Harikatha? Yes. So telling you, telling me what you are hearing? Like one Bhagavatam sloka, he is asking everybody, you learning, you understanding, no understanding, the next day explaining. After asking, next day explaining. Like until 15 days, like there are 30, 25 devotees, sometimes 15 devotees, but everybody is his take care. You learning, you understanding, no understanding, I'm again telling. Again and again. Why? This is not his like hawker speaker. This is not his like his recreation center. Monopoly, no. As it is, you will be Srimad Bhagavat near, Bhagavat will be your near, and you are understanding, then realizing, then practical, practicing, helpful for will be everybody. I am now not only here is sitting for you are hearing something and you will be, you glorify me. But you not understand anything, your life never you are following and practicing. Therefore he is, Harikatha time, Kirtan time, one line, one time, two time, three time is singing. He has favorable Kirtan, all time Narad Muni Majaya Bina Radhikar Mano Name. Otherwise, Sirada Krishna Padakamali Mano Kyamani Lobhi Charno Sarno. Half an hour, no, 1 hour he is repeating, explaining and singing this Kirtan. Many other Kirtan is Kirtan, but it is after his Bhagavatam Srukas, one word. Why Sukhdev Goswami likes speaking? Parikit Maharaj, for what is benefit there? Everything explaining. He is near, anybody present, he is changing them, giving them position of Srimad Bhagavatam, like making Bhagavatam. Bhakta Bhagavata Grajyam Nacha Buddha Nacha Tikaya. He is telling, I am like sometime causes mercy for him, sometime 15 days, yeah, 1 week, anyhow with them in Chuchula. Then I am looking his classes. Oh, he is teaching and after saying, this is you practicing, you following in your life. Then they are old, young, he not thinking. After he is, every day, after archan and morning program, he is taking some breakfast. What breakfast? Fresh cook, or last night any chapati, little rice, anything, he is taking and going for bhiksha. And door-to-door going, and everybody is with his, not taking only bhiksha, collection money, anything, 10 paisa, 20 paisa, 50 paisa, 1 rupee, but therefore, no, he is going all house to house, he is speaking Harikatha. Tomorrow Ekadasi, why Ekadasi? Why Shivratri? Why Janmashtami? Why Gorpurnima? All ordinary people, house to house, door to door, going and speaking. They are inviting. Rajyatra time, he is inviting, and Chuchura is very small temple. But Rajyatra, huge people coming. And he is telling this Rajyatra festival, Mahaprabhu's mercy, Mahaprabhu's spreading. Lord Jagannath not giving own mercy, own place, but Mahaprabhu collecting all mercy, and Gaudiya is inviting, Gaudiya is coming, and Mahaprabhu Rajyatra time, everything is giving easily. Prema Bhakti giving. Jagannath Rajyatra, nobody following. This is called Patit Pavan Ghosh Yatra. He is telling Trivikram Maharaj, no need your sadhana. No, don't know you how doing bhajan. Bhakti is very serious, very costly things are not possible you following bhakti. But you come, Mahaprabhu now starting this Rajyatra festival. Follow Mahaprabhu's footstep. And with Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu distributing without any condition. Everybody is Mahaprabhu giving this Braja Prem, Braja Bhakti. Mahaprabhu say, Jagannath, Vigrana to me Sakshat Brajanandan. Brajanandan vina phate mor man. Kahare boliva dukkha kibajane mor duk, Brajanandan vina phate mor buk. Sei to paranato painu, jahar lagi madana dahan juri genu. So Mahaprabhu Rajyatra time, his this Braja Bhakti, Gopijar, how carrying chariot in Kurukshetra do, bring in Vrindavan, Krishna. And they, how much they have love, that telling anai hridaye man mor man Vrindavan, mane bane ek kori mani. Maharaj saying, this Mahaprabhu is mood, therefore Param Gurudev starting Navadvipdham Rajyatra, but first is Chuchula. Many years, Param Gurudev himself and all God brothers with this Rajyatra festival following. And this Rajyatra festival time, Bhaktas devotees are coming, Maharaj himself is cooking. Chuchula temple nearby bank of Ganga. Everybody bathing Ganga and coming, and Mahaprabhu distributing. Maharaj cooking khichadi and kheer distributing. After Rath going, this Chuchula, bank of Ganga, Jagannath is going. This kirtan time, Mahaprabhu, Maharaj is, how is doing kirtan? He is saying, my Guru Maharaj, his, all his Param Gurudev God brothers, Prabhupada Sachaka disciples, in small temple, but my Guru Maharaj heart is very bigger. Temple front of little, big one ground, playground. Rajyatra day, thousand people is there is gathering, and Maharaj they are giving Jagannath front of this lecture and class. So not possible conditions all Bhaddaji were doing bhajan. They follow this Mahaprabhu's line. What doing Mahaprabhu? What did Mahaprabhu? What done Mahaprabhu? Rajyatra time, sometime Rupa Goswami present, Sanatana Goswami present, all Advaitacharya present, all devotees, Sivananda Sen, Kavi Kanda Kupur Goswami, all bhakta devotees, everybody is coming Mahaprabhu's near. Not one day, one year, until 24 years. 6 years Mahaprabhu is South India, here Vrindavan, until after 18 years. And with Mahaprabhu, they are staying 4 months, Chaturmasya. Then Mahaprabhu telling, I am taking bhiksha, anybody chanting this 1 lakh harinam, 64 rounds. Otherwise, they, I am not taking bhiksha. Anybody is inviting me, I am not taking any bhiksha there near. And they are touching anything, I am not eating also, not taking. They are not possible offering me. Then Tivikram Maharaj say, possible? All are chanting 64 rounds. And then how will be Mahaprabhu sevak? How getting Braja Prem, Braja Bhakti? But this Rajyatra time, Mahaprabhu not say anything. He is dancing, singing, and he is spreading and distributing this Pati Pavan, Goshyatra, Jagannath, Rajyatra time. Bas, what? These gopis, this love, how they are like this Krishna. Jagannath, all time waiting, when they are coming and when they are calling me, when they are taking me to Vrindavan. Not possible, I am left everybody. They are Anunya, but I am not Anunya. How can I am going? They are coming and taking me by force. But without love, he cannot going. So Maharaj saying, this Rajyatra time festival means only pure devotional love is distribution. This is Mahaprasadam, Jagannath Prasadam. No, Mahaprabhu mixing and Mahaprabhu distributing. This movement is Rajyatra starting, after Devananda Golimath starting. So Maharaj himself, 9 days, this kirtan, and this after return Rajyatra, Bahula call, that time Maharaj is how speaking. That Harikatha, not hearing, then no realizing, no understanding. My Guru Maharaj Acharya, but disciples are where to coming? Followers coming? Maharaj, our Mathura preaching. Mathura too is going Bengal. 4 months continue after this Kartik Vrata finish, then Maharaj going 4-5 months for Bengal prachar. And Tibikram Maharaj complete year is preaching. And everybody is bringing and offering my Guru Maharaj in here. But my Guru Maharaj say, I am only one like his statue. I don't know anything. When I'm teaching, when I'm preaching, when I'm helping everybody, you are take care everybody and take responsibility everybody's. This is not is one day I'm preaching and speaking after I have not connected and related with anybody. This is his. No take care, conditioned soul, not living entities, they lost everything. They have no catching power. They have no balance. No stable one places. Mayadevi's presentation, Mayadevi's gift is everywhere. Mayadevi attraction, million life to practice. How can remove everything? Nibrita Tasari Pugyo Manat. One day, Pujipati Vikram Maharaj explaining this. I mean, Chuchuda. This Nibrita Tasari Pugyo Manat. Baba Usadat, Srotra Mano Viramat. Kautam Sruka Gunanu Badat. Kumano Virajit Bina Pusugna. Any Nibrita Trishna. All desire of only, hopefully, I am Krishna Das, yeah, Krishna Sevak. Then, possible. But other desire, other direction, other attachment, then what I am distributing? I have no connection, relation with God, then I am Jiva giving, what thing giving? Anything is giving contaminate? And Jiva will be like contaminate? Why? Conditions of living entity, not possible. They're crossing everything and they're going Nibrita Krishna, Mahapurush, Mahabhagavat Niyad. Sukhdev Goswami himself come, Parikshit Maharaj Niyad. Parikshit Maharaj, not possible, inviting all Rishi Maharshis. Sukhdev Goswami can, then all Rishi Maharshis come. Until Krishna there, until Braj Deviji is also there. Everybody's come, Parikshit Maharaj Niyad, helping for him. But no Sukhdev Goswami, nobody come. So Tibikram is telling, Nibrita Krishna, any Mahapurush, any Bhagavat, they are helpful for all living entity. At a time, they're giving darshan and looking and touching and purifying and giving them Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti. Giving them, other ordinary people, other people preaching, what they're giving Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti. Gurudev Nibrita Krishna, he is glorified Gurudev, telling. Bhakti Narayan Goswami Maharaj is going over world, everywhere. He is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti, he has. There he is distributing all. They are looking, they are changing. At a moment change. They don't know when change. When the grid come. He is inviting you come Vrindavan. They selling car, selling house, selling everything. They don't know next where going. Running Vrindavan. Why coming Vrindavan? Why coming Navadvip Parikrama? Why? This grid is giving. So anybody has this grid, Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Bhavita Moti, then possible. And Tibikrama is explaining, all time, all are near is telling, hey, how are you getting bhakti? You have no respect for Maharaj? You don't know who is Maharaj? He is one day telling, look, Kriti Sadhya Bhavasadhya Bhavasa Sadhana Vida Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakottam Riti Sadhyata. This Nitya Siddhya Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noe Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karai Udaye. This Sravan Kirtan, ordinary people doing Sravan Kirtan, this Nitya Siddhya Bhava is manifest? Only Krishna Bhavita Rasa Bhavita Moti, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti. That person near to hearing, they are speaking, they are helpful, they are looking, they are touching, they only thinking about somebody, they at a time getting everything. They don't know what they are getting. Parents has lot of property, but children has no idea. But all property for children. So gurus, everything for disciples. Disciples know, don't know, unknown, they have no idea. But Gurudev is giving this grid, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti. How this one? Then Tivikrama is explaining. Vyatito bhavana vartma. Yat yamatkar bharavu. Ridhi sattu jalebalam sadatishya rasumattu. Oh, you are meeting in this Mahabhagavat. Nibita Tishna Purush, Mahabhagavat. Your heart will be very clean. You will be soft, very sweet, very merciful, kind. Eh? And everybody is for equal. Not thinking, oh, he's against, he's abusing, he's taunting, hating, torturing, he's stealing this and that, thief and dacoit, this and that. No. Anybody came, at a time he is changing everybody's. Say one Jogai Madhai, changing Mahaprabhu in Nitanru Navadip. This Ubarwal is how many Jogai Madhai? So look, he is saying, look, your Maharaj. How is Maharaj going over world everywhere? He is fearless, careless. Anybody anything selling, he is telling, you need not come near, not think about me, then how can changing? He is thinking anyhow about me, then he ought soon changing. He is insulting, this is good for me, or good for him also. He is thinking about me, continue, and then he is changing soon. Real things. Many, how they are against, but they are all over world change. The Maharaj is saying, these things is past is thinking, God near is praying. What? Where I am getting? When I am getting? When I am finding? This Krishna Bhakti Rasvabhitamati, Mahabhagavat, Acharya Nibhita Tishna, Nibhita Tishna, Mahapurush, anything speaking, this is Bhava, Osadat, Srotra, Manovi, Ramat. This is helpful, Satang Prasangan. Who is Sadhu? Who is Sadhu? Maharaj saying, only Sadhu, this Braja Gopijar. Brajavasis are sadhu. They have love and affection for continue for Krishna. They are ananya. Ananya sintyantamang. Krishna many times telling, hey, you will be ananya. Ananya sintyantamang, only me. Tisam nittabhi yuktanam, yokshim vahambyam, many things is telling. But Maharaj saying, who is ananya? Only Brajavasis are ananya. So therefore, saying, your Gurudev, your Maharaj, look, calling everybody, bring a Vrindavan. And what he is giving? Bas, only Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Braja Rasa, Braja Prem, inviting everybody, you come, you must become, you will also come in Vrindavan. Why? Here is many, this Rasamalayam. What Rasamalayam? Nigam Kalpataru Galitam Phalam. Sukhamukhad Amrita Dabasanjutam. Pivatam Rasamalayam. Rasika, Bhavi Bhavuka. This Brajamandal has many Rasik, many Bhavuk, many Anunyu. They are Brajavasi, real Brajavasi. They are easily giving everything us. This Mahabhagavat continue present, Guru Varga present. They are own followers. Their heart inside is continue present. They are glorified. They are serving. Their room and place for heart only for this Mahabhagavat, for not other. They remove everything. They are not possible removing. Guru Varga removing and making own center. Spiritual center. Spiritual playing center. That center for Krishna and that center for Brajavasis. That beloved Guru Varga's glories are unlimited. How much I am speaking, but is continue remembering and continue appears. This is good luck. Only this is way. This is our sadhana. Otherwise, chanting Harinam, doing hard work, doing sadhana, is impossible this Kali Yuga. Not possible. Bas. Braja Bhakti, everything. How? He is telling Krishna Smaran Janam Chaisya, Tishtham Braja Samahitam, Tatkata Ratasyasu Kudjad Braja Vasasada. No need anything. Telling all time how remembering Krishna. This Guru Varga you are remembering? Very easy. Plus point this. You are remembering Gurudev, any Guru Vargas, Mahabhagavat, Acharyas, automatic flow. You will connect it with this flow. Automatic coming flow. Like Sivdhakur Jatlaka is Ganga. But Bhagirath is requesting, praying, and Sivdhakur please, then Ganga flow come and flow never off. So Guru Vargas near is this Bhakti Rasa. That Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. Therefore, no thinking. very lucky all are. This Guru Varga continue, they are helping all living entity conditions. But Maharaj says this is one thing is best important. My Guru Maharaj, anybody take Diksha? Yeah, any other Godimat to come? Maharaj say, don't waste time. This is practicing again and again. One verses, 20 days, 15 days, 1 month, continue, one kirtan, continue many days practicing, remembering, memorizing, and then we will be humble, humility coming, and their mercy coming. Like students are going to school, teacher says, giving some course, you learning, writing, remembering, and coming. To Maharaj Harikatha. Before also, Brother Nath Prabhu, we are coming 1 month giving class. Everybody asking, hey, what are you hearing? Telling, scared, all shaking. Yeah. And then he's coming and asking, all are running and hiding. Understanding, he's telling. Then I'm smiling, wow, very good. Yeah. Now it's possible, this messing and all unorthodoxy is going, and something, one drop is coming, this is enough, like. Yeah. But all attack to avoid. Sitting, hearing, but no accepting anything. So this is not his Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism is practical, practicing for life. So now, evening time, next hearing, also, now soon coming Gurudev, appears there. Therefore, until 2-3 days, these afternoon classes, all running about their glories, all would be present. But today all brahmacharis are going to bhiksha. The others, therefore, I'm not giving class. Why brahmacharis are very disturbed? They all bhiksha gone. Now coming late, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Why Mathura Gurudev is telling, hey, don't eat any rich people donation, not taking, not eating. Madhukuri bhiksha, only Brajavasi's house to collecting, and this is offering bhoga, and you taking, your heart, mind, brain will be very good. Yeah. And your bhajan for survival. Yeah. He say, he is going many time Western country here and there preaching, but many collection donation coming. He said, don't look my donation here, I can't, look at me, how I am doing bhajan. Yeah. You follow me, going bhiksha. He's sitting. Before all are going bhiksha, he's sitting in until 1, 2, 3 o'clock Mathura, outside of room, down Tirthamaraj's room, there is Gurudev staying. And then he's sitting, all coming bhiksha in front of giving him. And he's looking, how much collection come. And after, he's going inside room. Little resting in afternoon time. He say, this Brajavasi is door to door going, and little bit collecting, this is Amrita. Krishna himself in Mathura, this Dijapatni's house, sending Brahmacharya, his shakas. Go. Brahmin is not giving, Brahmin is giving. So Gurudev saying, how's going? And others I'm telling, any Mataji coming, anybody giving any things, this is their mercy, bless. Don't collect it. Therefore, Brahmacharis are going now also continue, non-stop. Here too they're going Mathura, they're going all Brajamandal villages. So today, Maharaj Niyar is praying, Maharaj, how is... sweet, you know, Maharaj Kachurachujara temple, very old. Brother Nath Prabhu, his Gurudev is going many times. Old, meaning small bricks that time. And inside these bricks, whole, there are mongoose staying, some mouse staying, some parrot staying, some dog is outside. Then Maharaj cycle with is coming, bhiksha too, and cycle is bell is little sound, and all running Maharaj behind. Who? One side mongoose, one side squirrel, one side mouse, one side is cat, on top of prison, flying, parrot, all coming. I'm surprised. Maharaj came, all are, where to come on? But Maharaj, squirrel and mongoose, they're not afraid. They climb in Maharaj's body. And Maharaj back, they're smelling. Maharaj, anybody going bhiksha, they give me sandesh, they give me rasgulla, laddu, Maharaj never eating. All hiding and box inside is packing and bringing. Why for this? All children's Maharaj. Maharaj is no disciples, but all his disciples and followers. And coming, Maharaj, how is giving? The squirrel and mongoose for giving sweet, very like too much on this. The little bit eating and looking Maharaj, smelling Maharaj's body, and they going on room. After they going, then after Maharaj giving this parrot and this pigeon, they are eating something, they going. Then Maharaj giving some dog outside, they not coming inside gate, they outside, they giving Maharaj. After last, his cat is sitting until doing tapasya, closing eyes and sitting. Why? Maharaj has many, many balls, one small. Giving Maharaj every day milk and rice for them. Yeah. Maharaj eating, they sitting only. Eating finish, Maharaj bathing, eating, they are only sitting. After Maharaj giving all our prasadam, milk and rice, after they eating, licking, and all cleaning, then they going. Maharaj, anybody came, he not thinking which temple disciples, where from come, how come, never thinking. And Maharaj has nothing. One time, Maharaj sending one letter is Mathura, our beloved Gurudev. Maharaj, I am very sick, now I am soon leaving body. Please, I like your darshan only. Maharaj is quickly, flight is booking and gone. And gone in the, Maharaj that time, not staying to Chusura temple, outside of temple, some places staying. And Maharaj came and he is loudly laughing and embracing Maharaj and offering the dandavat pranam. Say, Maharaj, you are sick, you are sending a letter. Say, yes, I am not your darshan, then I am very sick. No sadhu sangha, no Vaishnava's mercy, then the, what, this is real sickness. I am very far, Maharaj. You are not giving darshan, you are not giving mercy, then how is my life? I am already dead. No Vaishnava darshan, really I am dead. Then Maharaj one day, 2 days staying and talking and coming and Mark temple and laughing. Say, look, how is my God brother? He is coming Kartik before Parikrama. Who get to offering Sashtanga Dandavat Pranam? He is younger brother. But he all time how is respecting. He is glorifying. Continue. Maharaj. See, Mahabhagavat with is no relationship. Then you can never understand God and God family. You don't know anything. You will never understand it. Therefore, this respectful Vaishnavas for this worshipping. How worshipping? They are telling anything. They have to follow and real practice own life. Also, without their bliss, not possible. Therefore, he is continuing teaching us. In childhood to temple he came, but he is shouting too much strong, anything is doing wrong. He is sometimes taking brahmachari's head is beating within wall, breaking, bleeding, also giving treatment, but he is also giving punishment. How much he has love? He never tolerate anything, no patience, no compromising. But he likes bhakti, he likes bhajan, he likes simple heart. So his, therefore his sloka telling, Tinnadubhi Sunicha na, Tinnadubhi Sunicha, no. Kya? Sloka? No. He? Bhajradubhi Kathurani, Mriduna Kusumadubhi. Tinnadubhi Sunicha na, Nishkincha na Janapriya, Akincha na Janapriya. Vishnu or Sevako. He is many Sabsuti praying. This year also my Guru Maharaj sentinel gone. I am looking his paduka, all eyes taking and caring, and with his big procession with his, they are gone Mayapur. And then glorifying. Very nice festival they arranging many years after. Until 15 years after, now this festival is they arranging. That time they glorifying and writing many articles. And thinking soon also translating English also. So anyhow, today I am requesting and praying he is continue think about us. Otherwise all are orphan, all are has no hope for bhakti. The Guru Vaishnava's mercy is only catch us and keeping us, helping us and comment and continue, there is protecting us. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.